ESPN special only on Under Cover Tapes.
Hey, everybody, what's up? Welcome to the new UCPN micropod. This is our first micropod ever, and we have one heck of a guest today. It's this man, you know, you should know him from the Blair Witch Project, which was an amazing project that I got to see at BAM, me and Wifey, on opening weekend, which we love very much. And now my man over here is actually the director behind a new film, one that's going to completely brain blow your mind up on some real business. I'm talking about the very talented Daniel Myrick. How are you?
Hey, good, man. I'm Vegas. Good to be here. Real honor.
I'm honored to have you on. Again, I'm a big fan of that film, which we were involved in. Like I said, Wifey and I, on opening weekend, because we were big horror buffs, you know, heard about this film. We hit that, and, you know, we took friends and saw the second time at the theater.
That's cool. That's and fun. Do that.
Yeah. And they were like, huh? What the hell just happened? I said, exactly. This is like an awesome movie. Like, what's really going on? It's really scary. And now you have a new film out.
Yeah.
And you know, you've taken, you know, again, with this kind of documentary-ish approach, which I really got into. And the thing is, there were moments where I was unsure, well, is something really going on here? It's freaking me out. So let's get insight to that mind of yours and what Skyman is all about.
Well, it was inspired by when I was a kid growing up, you know, in the 70s and 80s, there's, you know, UFOs and Bigfoot and Bermuda Triangle and all that stuff was very much in the zeitgeist in those days. And some would even say that, you know, Blair Witch was sort of born out of all that as well. But so I really liked all the sort of pseudo documentaries of the day, like In Search Of and, you know, Ancient Astronauts and whatnot. And but as I kind of researched a lot of the ufology in those days, I even had my own UFO club back then.
Oh, really? What was it called?
It was just UFO club. It was like me and three of my friends in the neighborhood. So, we did a lot of research and, you know, Betty and Barney Hill and, you know, those kinds of, experiencers that are famous now. I wanted to tell a story with Skyman that's sort of like centered around a composite of a lot of those people. And so this character came to mind, Carl Merriweather, who claims he saw this alien when he was a kid with his dad out in the desert, is now compelled to go back out when he's about to turn 40 to reunite with this alien life form. And me, as a filmmaker, sort of documenting his process. So I just thought that was a cool kind of way in approach to telling this sort of experiencer, you know, profile story, and do it in a way that isn't just a straight up horror or sci-fi or anything. It's more of a character study, sort of with the backdrop of like a sci-fi movie.
Oh, absolutely.
But Michael Selle, who played the lead role in it, did an amazing job for us. Amazing. And we had a blast shooting it out in the high desert in California.
I mean, how hot was it when you were shooting?
Wasn't bad, actually. We shot in October. So during the day, you know, got up in around the 80s or so, but at night it got pretty chilly. So, but you can't really shoot out there in the summer. It's too hot. But when we were shooting, it wasn't bad at all, actually.
And how did you choose this select group of actors you have here? Because they all made a wonderful performance, you know, especially your sister, which is kind of, she had me nervous the most.
Yeah. Nicolette Sweeney, who plays Gina, who's Carl's sister, you know, did a fantastic job. I mean, everybody in the cast, I think we really scored. We were debating for a while, like whether or not we cast like name recognizable people in the movie or not. And I kept siding with the notion of going with unknowns because I wanted to kind of leave open this question of whether or not this could be real or not. And I didn't want anyone to be distracted by knowing and having preconceptions of a particular actor. So we held like four or five open call auditions in L.A., over the course of several weeks, and eventually found our Carl, and Michael Selle came in and just did an amazing read for us. And so once I had him sort of dialed in, it was about finding who you would buy as his younger sister. And we get two or three callbacks on that regard. And then Nicolette, just, you know, her personality and her look and her attitude really was just phenomenal. So I got very, very lucky with the cast, and they were all in from the beginning. It was great. We were able to get a lot done, and a lot of stuff came on screen that otherwise I couldn't have gotten.
Yeah, the concept you laid out here, I mean, did you research with any people that actually also stated they have, you know, similar experiences? Because, again, the story felt so real, as if, yeah, this person actually really went through this.
Yeah, I mean, it was very much rooted in reality. We, you know, we did a lot of research on abductions. And like I said, growing up, I was pretty familiar with a lot of the, like, the premier cases throughout especially in the U.S., but there's a lot overseas too, Rendlesham and places like that, certainly Area 51 and the black sites there and whatnot. So there's a lot of folklore and history that we mined from. And if you are a UFO, aficionado in any way, you'll see that we really did our homework. There's a lot of references in the movie that you'll pick up on that. Oh yeah, that's an important piece of tidbit in the story. That
some actual cases, right?
Yeah, actual cases, and even everything from numerology, like even at the gas pump where he stops the pump, it's 1111 across the gas pump, you know, and little things like that throughout the film. You'll pick up on, hopefully upon repeated viewings, but it is definitely was a labor of love for several years for us. And it's really awesome to see people respond to it now.
So how do you feel about, you know, releasing that now? I mean, with the theaters and whatnot, I see that you're actually going to do a drive-in, which is awesome. I think this is a fantastic drive-in experience on the 30th, and then it'll be available on demand on the 7th.
Yes.
I mean, but yeah, folks, that did you when you watched it for a first, have you watched it in that drive-in experience yourself yet?
Not yet. I plan on to. I think we're going to be screening in one in Idaho that I live in Seattle now. So I'm hoping I can drive to there to check it out. But yeah, originally before the pandemic kind of swept through, we were planning on doing sort of this, you know, countrywide tour of all the UFO festivals with the film.
Oh, nice.
So we shot some scenes at the UFO Fest in Oregon, which you can see in the movie, as well as the Roswell Festival. So we wanted to go back there and screen the film. We still plan on doing it in September at the Oregon Fest, but basically it has sort of this band tour, right? Like throughout the country at all these premier festivals, and then end up back in Barstow under the stars with an outdoor screening, which was sort of the plan.
Wow.
And then the pandemic hit and all that kind of got shut down, but lo and behold, the rise of the drive-in comes around.
Yeah, right.
We can kind of do that again. So we're very excited that the silver lining in all this, you know, virus stuff is that we're able to kind of screen our UFO film under the stars at some of these drive-ins. So that's really exciting, and we're really happy to be able to do that.
Yeah, and with the government releasing those UFO sightings, I mean, what great timing.
I mean, that whole rush to Area 51 and all that came right when we were sort of wrapping up the film. And the Blue Book, Project Blue Book being released and declassified. Yeah. And I mean, a whole bunch of stuff is now hitting back into the zeitgeist again. So the timing has been really good. And even on the scientific side where you see we're discovering more and more Earth-like planets out there that could be habitable to life.
Just the other day, I heard that a scientist was talking about that within our galaxy, he believed there should be at least 30 different intelligent species.
Yeah, just in our own backyard, right?
Exactly. I
mean, it just blows the mind.
It does.
That there's billions of galaxies out there. So the chances of there being intelligent life are almost like absolute.
Thank you. I agree.
There's no way you could not think that. So you know, I'm hoping Skyman taps into that, you know, in people and also a sense of wonder and a little bit of positiveness in this kind of a world of kind of negativity going on right now that we can all identify with Carl's dreams and hopes and desires, you know, and his connection to his father, you know, he's seeking redemption, which, you know, there's a lot of stuff to identify with Carl. And I'm very excited for Skyman to come out and people to see it.
Man, when you're talking about the idea, again, having done that at conventions, you know, specifically UFO, I was already envisioning that as I was watching the film, like, wow, this would really kick off in those type of events, man. Yeah. I mean, it's really, I really dug the film.
Thank you. Thank you.
And this is the kind of stuff we need right now, some fun stuff that'll just take your mind out of this world and take it to another.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I get Carl, man. I get him, and this the and you kind of feel for his sister. She's dealing with him, and you know she loves him, right? And she's kind of protective of him, and she's dealing with the day to day, right? But you've got this brother sort of out,
even so, his boy, his friend, kind of you know, you could tell on his face at times, like, what am I doing here?
But then there's another side of like, well, what if they do come with
what Ray? I mean, there was a really cool scene that happens with a dish that kind of freaked me out. Like, oh man, like, what's going on? I mean, I myself would not stay in a desert at all overnight. I need a roof over my head.
We shot the movie out in Apple Valley, and I brought my RV out there, and I lived out there for almost 2 months. Off grid. So we were out there committed for principal photography, and it was amazing, man. I mean, being under the stars every night and camping out, and I can't believe I'm getting to shoot a movie. It's just like it was.
I can't imagine the views you must have.
Drinking a lot of beer, but
the stars will look even shinier. No worries. That's again a great film, folks. This is coming out June 30th at your local drive-in, I hope, right? Check out. I mean, is there any place where – actually, look at this. For everybody to actually check out the trailer, right?
Yeah.
Or even some updates, right? On SkyManTheMovie.com.
Yeah.
Will there be your tour list, if you will?
You can do the screenings and see where we're – and it's updating almost daily. So we added a couple more today. So I'm hoping in the next couple of weeks there'll be more around the country, and we just booked some actual theatrical, indoor theatrical screenings as things start to open up a little bit. So I'm hoping over the next month or two, it'll make a pretty good run throughout the country and overseas, and people will be able to see it. I mean, ideally at the drive-in, right? But, but if not, you can definitely catch it on video on demand.
And that's July 7th, apparently, when that drops. You know, but don't wait for it on the man. Hit the theater.
Yeah.
And hit that drive-in. It's really a movie worthy of watching in the way you said. And before we go, Daniel, with Skyman, the movie coming out, I mean, is there anything else now rattling off in your brain that you might be working on next?
Well, we're working on a project called Black Veil. If you go to blackveilonline.com, it's a horror anthology. Streaming for the internet, that we shot the first pilot episode right before the pandemic hit. And then we've got five more episodes that we're shooting with Jeffrey Reddick, who did Final Destination, and Danny McBride, who did Underworld. So they're directing some episodes for us. So that's going on in Florida, shooting all that in Florida. As things open back up, we're going to go back into production on that. So that's
if you need any actors in Orlando, I'm here. All right,
man.
I don't mind getting killed.
Cool. Awesome. More bodies, the better. Yeah,
there we go. So, Daniel, again, thanks for your time. You're a busy man and pushing this amazing film. So, folks, Skyman the Movie, check out my man, Daniel Myrick. I mean, great stuff, bro. I can't wait to check out that next series, Black Veil. So we'll definitely be on the lookout for that. But again, you're blessed, brother. And much success with this film. Much love to your cast as well. They did all a phenomenal job.
Thank you.
Again, thank you for bringing this forward in this time. You know, we need this type of entertainment. Some getaway stuff. Man. I appreciate
it. Thank you, man. Take
much love,
care.
Brother. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
And there you go, folks. That was the awesome Daniel Myrick. And hope you enjoy the micro pod. I'll add a link to the trailer of the film so you can check it out. But it really is a mind-blowing film. It really is it's out there. It's crazy. It's sci-fi. It's fun. You know, again, and hopefully, you know, we need an escape sometimes from the real world. So hopefully that's something that'll keep you entertained, even for just a few.
This is an Undercover Capes production.
Thank you for listening. Make sure to visit ComicCrusaders.com, UndercoverCapes.com, GeekreviewMagazine.com, and our newest venture, SplinteredPress.com.